Okay. So, good morning. It is May 11th, 2004, and we are going to do lesson number 192, which is heels number 2 under the pelvis, weight between the big toe and the second toe. So, as I mentioned last week, that we would continue the series of lessons that we're going to do here of working with the weight coming in between the big toe and the second toe, for walking through the foot, through the ankle, bringing the feet underneath the pelvis. And we will tie it in with the lesson we did a couple weeks ago, the bridge preparation lesson. So we will weave that back in. So take a moment to sense how you're resting on the floor this morning. Observe how your shoulder blades are resting on the floor, how your mid back and lower back is resting, and your pelvis. And then take a moment to draw your attention to the area we've described as the tonden, that area in between your belly button and the pubic bone, where often there's a lot of holding and tension going on there, which is greatly affected by our jaw if we're holding and have tension in our jaw. So you can notice if there's any tension up there. And if you can think about for a moment this area, the tonden area again, that area, it's kind of like I think of a spider web, how you've got the center and then how you've got these points that move out that all connect. Really, in a way, that's how we are throughout our entire self. That's why whenever we move one part of ourselves, there's a direct relationship throughout the whole body, whole system. So if you can think of that area, the tonden, and how it connects to your back, it's right where the lower back is, and into the pelvis and the sacrum, connects to the rib cage and the abdominal area. So if the sense of tension webs out, tension occurs in all those areas. So if we can let go of that, that creates a lot of freedom and mobility there. So go ahead and roll to your side now and come up onto your knees as we did last week. And once you're on your knees, you're going to place your right foot standing and keep the left knee down. And again, take a moment to make sure that you're in a good standing position for your balance, so the spread between the knee and the foot is consistent with your pelvis, your hip joints. Good. And with your left foot, tuck the left toes under. So what that means is we call it a runner's position. It means that you're now having pressure between the big toe, the second toe. You're on the toe pads. Okay? Now, can you reach back with your left hand to get a hold of the left foot? So you can turn your body. That's it. So that you can start to move the heel a little bit to the left and to the right, so that you can begin to first sense and feel the movement of the tibia and the fibula, which are the bones in the lower leg, where there can be a lot of problems in the ankle joint and the lower leg, more so than the hip joint. So can you move the heel in a way that perhaps you could even get the pinky toe to curl under? So it may mean that you actually like kind of pull the toes up closer. You know, you really bend them so that even that pinky toe, even if it's just for a brief moment, can curl under and you have some sense of contact there. And as some of you are doing, which is absolutely fine, it's difficult to reach back for some of you. So it's fine to just move the heel left and right to get that sense of bringing weight to the pinky toe. And each time, continue to curl the toes more and more under. So you learn to bend through that first metatarsal. And it's the place where really there's a lot of power and strength in the toes to push off. The opposite of, for a lot of people, hammerhead toes. Good. Now do a couple movements with the left foot of flattening, so let the toe nails go down, and then bringing it up to the runner's position. And see if you can just do that kind of quickly so that you can start to feel that place of where you create pressure with the toes. That's it. That's nice, Kristen. So bring it up and really sense the importance of the big toe and the second toe. Good. Now continue to have the foot again in the runner's position. And can you place your hands down on the floor in front of you in between, let's say in between the legs. So that's it. It'll be easier to have them there. And now in this position, can you start to take your pelvis backwards to sit onto the left heel? And as you do so, there's a moment when the left knee may want to start to lift away from the floor. And you may have to shorten the space between the right foot, like move it back a little bit, the right foot so it's closer to the knee. That's it. So your hands are down on the floor. That's it. And you go back to sitting on the heel. That's it, Kristen. And coming back up. Great. Susie, if you need to sit on the heel with your toes the other way, you can do that too. Like that, yeah. So I'd rather have you feel like how you can do that. That's it. So the first approximation is to sit on the heel. The second approximation is, can you lift up the knee? Lift up the knee. That's why you really need to have those toes curled under. You won't be able to do it that way, Susie. And feel, so for you, Christy and Kristen, feel when the knee comes up, what happens in the ankle and the pressure in the toes. That big toe and second toe. And what does your pelvis do? So feel how the hip joint comes right over the ankle, the big toe, and second toe as the knee lifts up. That's it. Okay. Come back up onto your knees and come onto both knees for a moment. Just stand on both knees. And see if now with both feet you can flex, we'll say both feet, bring the toes curled under into the runner's position, and then flatten them. So bring them up, and then flatten them. Was it easier to do both, or was it easier to do one? Both? Good. Now bring your left knee standing into the knight position. Keep the right foot back and tuck the toes under. You either can reach back with your hand to move the heel left and right, or if that feels too challenging, you can just do it on your own. You can just tell the heel to move left and right so that you feel both the tibia and the fibula in the lower part of your right leg moving, and you also encourage the pressure between the big toe, the second toe, and then the third and fourth and pinky toe to occur. And notice, are you clenching your jaw at all, holding your breath? Good. Now, just in this position, flatten the right foot and then curl the toes under. Again, each time that you do the movement, looking for that special place between the big toe and the second toe, where you can really encourage them to bend. Those metatarsal joints can bend. There is a joint there. Now, can you keep the toes curled under and place your hands on the floor in front of you so that you can start to sit your pelvis back as if you were going to sit just onto the right heel? So the toes need to be curled under. Excellent, Kristen. Excellent. Looky there. And then you rock back up. And if there's any sense, like for you, Falk, any sense of limitation, start to explore changing, you know, doing a little movement with the heel. So redirect your pelvis a little bit differently with the heel. That's it. What if you take the heel a little bit, or the pelvis, excuse me, a little bit more to the inside to sit back, or the outside? So redirect it, that's it, over the knee so that you find kind of like a sweet spot, a place where it's accessible. Very good, Susie. So there's no rush in learning this since we're going to do a series. What's really important in these lessons is that you take care of yourself. You stay in the process of curiosity and learning instead of forcing. Very nice. Can you get the knee up now, Christy? Move your left foot back a little bit. So you're not such a big stretch. Walk, there you go, even more. There. There. That looks a heck of a lot easier. Okay, please roll onto your back and rest. So as you continue to lie on your back, please bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Good. And first of all, let's just do a little bit of a movement of just rocking your pelvis so that you flatten the lower back and then you arch it so you get familiar with the idea of coming to sit on your tail, allowing your pubic bone in that area called the tendon to really push out and forward and to create a nice big arch, like a bridge in your back, your spine. Good. Now, each time that you bring the pubic bone really far forward, your arms down by your side, can you think of walking your shoulder blades downwards as if you could eventually get a hold of, let's say, your heels or your socks or the back of your sweatpants? So you walk them down and then you do the movement of bringing the belly forward, arching the lower back and walking those shoulder blades down. That's it. Even the chin can begin to move away from your chest, which will encourage the shoulder blades to come down further. That's it. There you go. That's it. Good. So is there any way now that with your right hand you can get a hold of your right ankle. So if you need to side bend a little, that's fine. So it's the ankle you get a hold of. And you want to pull that ankle up underneath your right buttocks. The heel will lift so that the heel and the buttocks are in touch. And it lifts off the floor so you start to bend those right toes, that runner's position again. So you pull the right heel up. You just keep on pulling so it's underneath the buttocks, and then the heel lifts and lifts your pelvis up into the air so that the pressure is on those toes. That's it. Even more, Kristen. That's it. Can you bring the heel right underneath? So you want your heel, you literally want your buttocks to sit on the heel. So find a way to bring that heel underneath your butt. That's it, Christy. Good. Now, once you're there, can you begin to do a little bit of a movement of taking the right knee forward, which does the same movement you just did earlier of letting the pubic bone and the pelvis come forward. The back arches, the back of the head even starts to come back a little bit if you want it to. Very nice. Okay. And let it rest. Rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And once again, let's do the previous movement of beginning to arch your back. Really take your belly forward. So you come to sit on the end of your tailbone. So if you're really sitting on the end of the tailbone, nothing else is touching. And you walk those hands and shoulder blades down, so that you can get a hold of the right heel. Okay? Let this come away from the floor. You got to let the air even more. Let this lift. That's it. Even more. There. And now reach down again, the same ankle. Get a hold of the right ankle. And again, it's really critical that that right heel is right underneath your right buttocks, literally on the sit bone. So you have the two bones making contact. And again, the heel is now up in the air. All the pressure should be through the big toe, the second toe, all the way to the pinky toe. And it actually should feel very stable to lift your pelvis in the air and rest there. You can even use your hands if you need to help your toes be bent, like the little pinky toe if it's not really bent correctly. So make sure that all the toes are like flat at this point. You're really pressing. That's it. And now using your right hand, can you begin to move your right ankle left and right underneath your pelvis? Make sure it goes under here, under the buttocks. There. There. So we'll pull this. There. You're okay? Yeah, because it's tight. There. There. You just hold on to the... There. You just hold on to the heel. Good. Now get it under there. There. Excellent. There. Like that. Don't let it go. It's actually pretty stable. There. There, there. Good. Okay, so move it left and right. Good. And now start to direct the right knee forward in front of you. That's it, Christy. Bend through all those toes. Good. So this has to... That's it. And it may feel sore. It may feel very sore because that tells you how tight it is in your hip flexors, your quad muscles. Yes. So no wonder you can't walk. That's nice, Christy. Good. Good. Now, interestingly, as you continue to take the knee forward just a couple more times, you'll see that you can slide your left hand underneath your back and pelvis, and it can grab a hold of the right ankle. So both hands, you get those shoulder blades to move down, both hands can hold the one ankle. And it may feel even more stable, more secure. So one hand can hold onto the ankle and the other could move the heel left and right. Good job. Very nice. Make sure you're still breathing and not holding your jaw. Okay, rest on your back. So if you can, throughout the lesson, to check in with your jaw at moments that you're feeling tense and ask yourself, am I tensing my jaw? Can I let that go? And notice your breathing. Okay, let's bend the knees again. Bring the feet up to standing and start by walking the shoulder blades down so that you're going to reach down now with your left hand to get a hold of your left ankle. That's it. And begin to pull it up underneath the left cheek. That's it, so that you lift and you can use your right foot to stabilize you to help lift the pelvis so that you can pull that left foot. That's it, Kristen. The left heel is right underneath the left sit bone. So that means the heel is in the air and the weight comes in between the big toe, the second toe. And you can use your left hand, if you feel secure about it, to make sure that those toes are all flattened out. And then gently start to direct your knee a little bit forward. So it's almost like you pull the pelvis a little bit more up and over the heel. That's it. We're doing excellent. 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 Good. Good. And now can you move the heel a little bit to the left and to the right? And of course, if you need to take a moment to pause, if you get a cramp, certainly take a break and then come back to the movement. What happens when you move the left heel left and right? Do you feel anything in the lower leg? Or is it just the ankle? And does anything happen in your knee? Okay. And let's take a rest on your back. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. Start to walk your shoulder blades down so that your right hand will get a hold of the right ankle this time. Pull that right heel and ankle up underneath the right buttocks. So again, so you lift the buttocks up to be on the heel. The heel's in the air and all your weight is through the big toe, the second toe, that's it. Now slide your left hand underneath your lower back and you can use the left hand as well to hold on. So you got both hands. Good. So all the weight should be between the big toe, second toe, so forth. And now have at least one hand get a hold of the ankle though. So one hand with the heel and one hand with the ankle. And begin to draw a circle now with your right heel. So obviously it's not a huge circle, but draw a circle. And as you're drawing the circle, is it just in the ankle joint, which is one way to do it. And then there's another way, which is that the movement comes through the knee. So think of the knee, that's it, the knee making a circle. And is your entire self being pulled or dragged along the floor? So is there a connection through the hip joint and the pelvis? If the pelvis is high enough, so you're really arching your back all the way up, you'll feel the movement in a way vibrate. It's like throwing a rock into a pond and creating ripples. You have ripples or vibrations that occur through your entire self. Where's your heel? That's it. Pull it under more. Higher. There you go. Good. Excellent. Now is this hand under there? Where's this hand? Can you slide it down to get all of the foot too? There. As close as you can. Okay. Good. Okay, and a little bit more. So notice, do you spend more time doing the left and right of the circle or the forward and back? That's it. Good. Can you change the direction of the circle? And as I'm noticing, for some of you now, you've got even that pinky toe, that little tiny guy, is now bending and making contact, which is so important for our ability to walk or walk in an organized fashion. Excellent. Okay, and pause and rest on your back. Bend your knees again, bring your feet to standing. And this time, reach down to get a hold of the left foot, the left ankle. So start with the left hand, but slide both of those shoulder blades down, creep them down, and then pull that left heel up underneath the left buttock. So it means your left butt cheek has to lift in the air. Eventually, the whole pelvis should feel in the air. And so your heel's up in the air and your sit bone is balancing on top of there. And then you can slide your right hand underneath your back so that it can come across and get a hold of the left ankle as well. Beautiful. So you just keep on pulling. The more that you pull the heel back and bend their toes, you then jet the pelvis and the knee forward. Good. Good. And now, keeping one hand with the ankle, one hand with the heel, can you start to make a circle? So the left knee starts to jet forward. That's it. And change the direction of the circle. And feel how for most of you now, you've got weight going on between not just the big toe and the second toe, but all the way over to that little pinky toe. Excellent. Okay. And let it go, and please rest on your backs. Okay, so let's roll to your side and come up onto your knees. So you'll stand on both knees. And why don't we start by first alternating, tucking the toes under of each foot. So first, tuck the right toes under into the runner's position and let then that foot go flat, and then tuck the left. And then go back to the right. Good. And now tuck both of them at the same time. And really pull the toes close to you. It's like you're pulling the toes close to the knees. So you can bend through those metatarsal joints. You're really bending between the big toe, the second toe, the heels are in the air, and keep it there. So find the most stable. It should be a very stable position where you don't feel like you're going to fall. And now select one of your hands to reach back and to grab that heel. So notice which hand or arm do you feel most confident with to reach back. And as you reach back, can you allow your belly, your pubic bone, to push out and forward, that area called the tendon, your ribs. The rib cage begins to come forward. Chest comes forward. Good. Can you change to the other hand? And the other area to really think about is where the hips are. So you really press. It's where the crease is. When you go to sit, that crease, that's where your hip joints are. So let that area push out as much as possible, because that's what will keep you from falling over backwards. Good. Now come back to your knees and flatten your feet. Go ahead and sit back on your feet and slide your hands forward to rest in like child's pose position. So your head, your arms can rest. There you go. That's it, Kristen. Good. Good. Come back up onto your knees again. Tuck your toes under into the runner's position. And now this time, reach back and get a hold of one heel and hold on to it. Now can you reach back and get a hold of the other? So you hold on to both heels. Can you start to take your chin away from your chest, up towards the ceiling, your head back? And again, you need to push the hip joints and the pubic bone forward. Otherwise, you'll have a sense of falling backwards. It's a very, very big stretch in your quads, in your back. It can feel even pinchy in your lower back, and that's fine. Good. And come out of it, and go ahead and roll down onto your back and rest. Bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Reach down with your right hand to get a hold of that right heel, right ankle. Pull it up underneath your right buttocks so that you're on the toes. Pull the pelvis up to sit on top of the heel. That's it. You can use both hands to hold on. So slide the left hand underneath your back to get a hold of the right ankle too. So you're holding on to the right ankle with both hands. All the weight is through the big toe, the second toe, all the way over to the pinky toe. And now can you shift your pelvis left and right over your heel? So can you stick your pelvis all the way out to, let's say, the right side, so it's almost like the tailbone comes to sitting onto the heel. So you really have to lift the whole back at this point. All your ribs, except for the first rib maybe, is off the ground. Pelvis is high in the air. But don't let the ankle move. So we'll put a constraint on here. You're using the hands to stabilize the ankle so there's no movement in the heel or the toes. You just shift the pelvis left and right. That's it, Kristen. Excellent. Good. Now can you start to take the knee a little bit forward? Imagining that the knee could eventually touch the floor. What would need to happen in your entire sense of yourself, your back, your pelvis, your spine? That's it, Kristen. Excellent. Okay, and rest. Bend the knees, bring the feet to standing. Reach down to get a hold of the left ankle. Pull that left ankle up underneath the left side of your pelvis so that all your weight is through the big toe, the second toe. Then you reach underneath yourself with the right hand. So both hands, that's it, Susie, are with the ankle. So you're sitting on top of that heel, which is up in the air. You're breathing. And now can you move the pelvis left and right? Slide the pelvis over the heel. So we'll say there's no movement occurring right now really in the heel. That's a constraint. That's it, Kristen. Beautiful. Excellent job today. I so appreciate the amount of concentration, desire to learn and be curious. Great. And let it go and rest again. Bend your knees again. Bring your feet to standing. And now reach down with your right hand. Pull that right heel up underneath your right buttock. That means lift the buttocks and the back high into the air. Good. And now once you have that right foot and right heel underneath you, can you think of pulling the left underneath? So can you get both underneath? That's it. You can walk the foot back, whatever it takes to get the left foot, but you got to keep both of them. So maybe do, that's it, Krista, do the harder one first. But once the feet are there, you've got to lift that pelvis up. And what you may want to do when you're practicing this at home, because I know you're going to practice it throughout the week, is you could put a pillow underneath your pelvis to help your pelvis and lower back get lifted first, and then always walk the heels there. Good. And now can you start to direct the knees forward? That's it, Susie. That's it. So when I say forward, forward means away from you, as if the knees might touch the floor in front of you. Wish we had one of these home videos, you know, face expressions of Kristen during ATMs. That's so much better. Look at you. Okay, and everybody rest. Let it go and rest. Please roll to your side, come to stand on your knees. And once you're on your knees, go ahead and place your hands on the floor in between your knees. So your hands are down, that's it. And curl your feet up under the runner's position. Hands, that's it, not fists. Only for Falk can he do that. Good. Okay. So your toes, both feet are tucked up under to the runner's position. And begin to start to lift the knees away from the floor to go back and sit on your heels. That's it. So, Christy, walk your hands back further. You don't need to be so, yeah. There you go. That's it, Kristen. See, this will be another way to get up. Another option from the floor is, it's quite clever that you can just pivot yourself back, just like a frog. Pivot yourself back and sit on the heels. And then go back forward again with the knees. Huh? You can make sounds too. Deep sounds. That's it. So, Christy, first still sit on the heels until, first right now sit on the heels. That's it. Now lift up the knees. That's it. Good. Good. Now, can you alternate? Can you do one knee at a time? It's a little trickier that way. So what do you need to do in the pelvis and the back? So you lift one knee and then the other. That's it. That's it, Kristen. Excellent. Good. Now, make sure some of you notice how you're starting to lose your feet? So every time you lose your feet, you just pause and reposition those toes. They start to slip out, and you start to lose. They start to point outwards. So you want to direct them. That's it. Direct them so that those toes, those metatarsal joints, are bending forward. So that when you bring the knees up, the knee is right over the big toe and the second toe again. Now, once you come to sitting on your heels, that's it. Can you look forward? Oh. And now could you imagine placing one hand on a thigh? Each thigh, and then go back down to the ground. Good. Okay. And go into child's pose. Rest your feet, lean your hands forward. head down to the floor. Stretch your arms out. So, Kristen, can you stretch your arms out now? Even further? So let your head touch. That's it. Do whatever it takes to let that head touch. There you go. You did good. Very good with your feet. I know, but you did so good. Good. Now just come straight up onto your knees. So you're standing on your knees, butt up in the air, your chest and head on the horizon. Tuck both feet under. So come off your hands this time, Kristen. All the way. That's it. And now reach back. You can reach back with one hand at a time, or you can try both hands at the same time to get a hold of the heels. And there's a tendency to lean on the heels. So that's the first tendency. So you can lean, but then push the hips and belly far enough forward that it's almost like you're pulling the feet away from the floor and your head hangs back. So the more that you can direct the pelvis and chest forward, so that you're pulling the heels away from the ground instead of leaning on the heels. That's it. Something magical will open up in your chest and your neck. Good. Now, is it possible, Kristen, can you move your left hand over to the right heel so both hands are with one heel back there? Just walk it over. The right heel. Go to the right heel. Where's your right hand? That's your butt. Heel, 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 heel. Go back to where the left heel is and just go a little bit over. Yeah, that's it. Now just make the hand go. Very interesting. She doesn't know where to go. Okay. Now, let's see. Can you just reach back at least with one hand? I want to get one hand onto one heel. That's fine, but now take your head back and push that belly out in your hip. Push, push, push. Good. Good, good. Okay. There you go. Okay, everybody rest on your back. Good job. Okay, so just one more time, please bend your knees, bring your feet to standing. Reach down with first your right hand and pull that right heel underneath your buttocks. Get the buttocks lifting into the air. And then get the left underneath. And for some of you, you have figured out to do it the other way, so that's fine if you need to do the left first and then the right. Whatever it takes to get your buttocks sitting on the heels, you've got all the weight through the big toes and the second toes. Okay, hold on to the ankles and start to jet those knees forward as if they were going to touch the ground in front of you. So you need to arch the entire back. Your head goes back. Your chin moves away from your chest, just like the bridge lessons. So if you can bring weight onto your head, the crown point of your head, it'll create more safety in your back and your spine. Excellent. Look at that. Yay. Do it one more time. Just for... That's it. Excellent. Good. Okay. And let it go and rest. So take a moment to observe now how you're resting on the floor, how your back is resting. It may feel as if you've got an arch in the lower part of your back. What part of your pelvis and tailbone do you sit on now or lie on? How your legs are lying, how the area in between your shoulder blades is lying. Now, just a couple times before we come up to standing, do the movement of taking your head back, the crown of your head, and pressing into the floor so that your chest lifts high up towards the ceiling, keeping your legs long, which requires that pubic bone to tilt forward and you come to sit on that tailbone. So this is pulling back in what we did three lessons ago, the bridge lesson. So for those of you who haven't done those two lessons, you can refer back to them in the series. See if that feels a lot easier now. Really let the chest lift up. The chest and the sternum has to lift high, high up to the ceiling. And you can bring all this weight onto the top of your head. It's actually quite comfortable. Let that pubic bone tilt down and forward. That's it, Kristen. Get the lower back up, up, up. Good. And rest. So I would encourage you all throughout the week to play with a few of these movements of sliding the heel up underneath your buttocks and getting the weight in between the big toe and second toe and so forth, since we're going to continue with this theme for the next couple weeks and the bridge idea. And you can observe throughout the week how it affects your posture, how it affects how you walk through your feet and your ankles, your knees, your hip joints. Okay, so when you're ready, please roll to your side and come up to sitting and then standing. And as I usually suggest, is to stand on a very firm surface if you've been lying on a mat at home, so that you really can sense the type of contact that you have with your feet, and then how that affects how you weight bear through your legs, the relationship up into your pelvis, your spine, your shoulder blades, your neck, and the top of your head. And as you walk, not necessarily do you need to exaggerate the movement, but it's more to feel the natural part of the walking, of coming through the toes, so how the toes bend when the heel lifts up. We don't walk flat, or we don't want to encourage walking flat, which is what many people do, and they start to turn the heels inward and the toes outward. So you may want to try that. Turn your heels inward, it's like a Charlie Chaplin, right? And turn the toes out, and you kind of scoot the leg underneath you. So there's no bending now in the toes, or the ankle, or the knees. You can actually just scoot the entire leg forward underneath you without any bending. But could you go very fast, or could you run this way? How functional is it? Then let it go, and now walk with your feet more straight, organized underneath yourself. And again, feel how you walk through those toes and the heel lifts. And can you take even a bigger step? And could you imagine how this might lead you into running? Okay, very good. So everybody have a nice week. We will see you next week.